At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 9, verse 17. Jesus said, "No one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the old skins would burst from the pressure, spilling the wine and ruining the skins. New wine is stored in new wineskins so that both are preserved." Glass bottles did exist in Jesus' day, but it was usual for wine to be stored in skins. When new wine is stored, it's still fermenting, and so it's essential that the skin has a degree of elasticity. However, as that skin gets older, it becomes hard and brittle, with the result that it becomes useless for new wine. If you pour wine in, then the old skin is bound to burst and the wine will be lost. The point that Jesus was making would have been very clear to his hearers. He was saying that it would be useless to try to put the good news of the kingdom that he came to bring into the old laws and ceremonies of the Jewish faith. That could only result in disaster. What was needed was a complete change. The new wine of the kingdom would need to be poured into brand new wineskins. All change meets resistance, and so it shouldn't surprise us that Jesus' message received stiff opposition. Look at any invention and you'll find that at first it was bitterly resisted. I love the story of the umbrella, because on the face of it, it would seem like an obviously sensible piece of equipment. However, when James Hanway bravely started using one in the 1750s, people were shocked and some jeered at him. It was suggested that the use of such a contraption displayed a weakness of character. I'm grateful that James Hanway didn't give in to the opposition. The good news that Jesus brings turns life upside down, and the only way to receive it is to start again, or, as Jesus told Nicodemus, to be born again. Trying to add a layer of Christianity to the life you already have just won't work. You need to let Jesus transform you completely. So let me ask you a question. Why does following Christ need to change everything? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, help us to welcome you into the whole of our lives. Thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.
BMS World Mission, releasing power to the people who know their communities best. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.